From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff, with this month's Versed in Florida with Miami poet Mia Leonin. She teaches creative writing at the University of Miami. She's published poetry and creative nonfiction in numerous journals and reviews, and she writes about Spanish language theater and culture for the Miami Herald, New Times, and other publications. Leonin is the author of three poetry collections and a memoir called Havana and Other Missing Fathers. She says her latest collection, called Chance Born, plays on the idea of chance as in luck and chance as in accident.
It's about mothers, children, birth, death. And it kind of started when I was pregnant with my daughter, which was the first time I felt her kick was the same day that we invaded Baghdad. So I started writing poems about that, and then other poems developed about children and mothers.
One of your reviewers calls it a, quote, collection of poems into profound questions about relations, children, and the worlds of want and violence, end quote. So do you write about what's in the news, such as the recent Orlando nightclub shooting?
You know, I don't seek to write what's in the news, but the news permeates me as it does all of us and therefore ends up in my work. I think the Orlando shooting is a profound example of the balance and lack of balance of anger and hatred and misunderstanding that we find so many times in the news and in our lives. And that definitely is something I grapple with in my poetry. I think we write poetry to understand, not because we do understand.
Do you think you'll end up writing about that or something like it?
Yeah, I think I will. I've been in an incubation period for the last several months, and I'm sort of coming out of that and rejoining the news and the world. And that's definitely something that's been on my mind. So we'll see how it comes up in the swamp of the subconscious.
The poem we'll hear today comes from the news. Essentially, a Miami Herald investigation showed the number of children who died while under the protection of the Florida Department of Children and Families is nearly four times what had been acknowledged. And you tell the 2013 story of Jewel Howard, who was one of those children. What sparked this poem?
I came across the story in the Miami Herald, and it got me thinking about the lives of children, which something, as I mentioned, I'd already been thinking about in terms of war and that effect of war on mothers and children and men, for that matter. But this one hit close to home because I've lived in Miami for over 20 years, and the sheer number of children that are affected and frankly not protected by their parents or by the system just really hit me, and it came out in this poem.
Let's hear Self-Portrait as an Innocent Bystander.
I am not Jewel Howard, who ate pickles from a jar on her grandmother's front porch, who giggled pickle juice down the front of her dress. I am not Jewel Howard, who scrunched up her face against the scratchy skin of the leg she clung to when it was time to go home with mother. I am not 3-year-old Jewel Howard, who complained of a stomachache and back pain, Jewel, who grew listless, then vomited. I'm not the family friend who saw Jewel flopping around on the floor and begged Jewel's mother to take her to the hospital. I'm not the medical examiner who called the lacerations to Jewel's liver the result of homicidal violence. I'm not the social services worker who at the time of Jewel's death was investigating the family for an unrelated injury. I'm not Jewel's 6-month-old little sister, now in protective custody. I'm not the Miami Herald reader who commented, "More stories about dirty, dark, unwanted babies and children? I'd rather hear about rich people and stars." I'm not the pair of glasses smashed beneath the wheel of the ambulance as it drove off with Jewel's unresponsive body. I'm not the single lens whose crack began with a sudden impact to the center, then splintered outward, the smashed-up lens, an explosion or a shooting star. I am not Jewel Howard, her grandmother, her mother, the family friend, the medical examiner, the social worker, the little sister, the Herald reader, the glasses, or the lens. I'm the person who scrawls the breeze that tightens its noose around her last breath. I scribble the guardian ad litem whose statistic slinks off on a coffee break. I write the quiver in the hound's belly as it sniffs the crime scene. I try to nuzzle the unknowable, to thaw the unthinkable loss of Jewel, the glint of light in every corner, the uncut stone stomped into the earth by a familiar shoe. I'm a useless metaphor maker, a futile reacher beyond the bee yonder. I am not, and Jewel is.
What kind of reaction have you received from that poem?
Well, when I did my book launch at Books and Books in Coral Gables, I had the audience write on note cards names of children they would like to protect or they would have liked to have protected. And I had two young people read the list of names at the end. And the reaction to hearing the names and to the poem was really powerful. It kind of got a conversation going.
Thank you very much, Mia.
Thank you.
Poet Mia Leonin teaches creative writing at the University of Miami.